In this Sunday, which follows the celebration of the circumcision of our Lord Jesus Christ, we celebrate that for which also he was circumcised, that he was given the name Jesus, which was named by God the Father and was given to Mary by the archangel in the Annunciation and the Visitation, and then also was given to Saint Joseph the Just, Saint Joseph the Silent, at his dreams when he was told, "Do not fear to take Mary as your spouse. The child that is in her womb is of God. It is by the power, the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. And you are to name him Jesus." So he was not the real father, but he was to be the putative father. Everyone was to think of him as the father. And it was the prerogative of the father of a family to name his children, whatever the name would be, including this child from heaven, who is the Son of God and the Son of Mary. And imagine that our Lord himself is calling a woman mother. It was a prerogative of Saint Joseph as the head of the family, as God had destined him from eternity, to name him Jesus. And of course, this feast is a very special feast. It is one that fills us with great love and happiness and joy. And of course, I see that some of our little ones, some of the little noisemakers, are very full of joy. And such it should be. Just imagine Jesus in the portal of Bethlehem could hear all of these wonderful little cries and prayers and songs of joy from our children and from all the children since the time of the Incarnation till the end of time. Because it is all about life. The life that is given to us, the life that is given to the children of God, to the children of the Church, in this most wonderful and most holy gift of life. And of course, that is one of the things which we particularly do this month in which we commemorate in this country the horrible crime of abortion, for which we must fight, and against which we must fight. But it's also a day today, the day after the circumcision, that we recall the fact that his name is Jesus. And one of the things that is most horrible and terrible in this modern age, not exclusively, but more than ever because of the media of communications, that everywhere you go, the name of God and the name of Jesus is profaned. So I remind you that we must not use the name of God in a profane way. We must not offend God by using his name. And we also need not to offend God by using his name lightly. If you turn on the media at any time, all the time, the news, everything, they continuously say, OMG, and oh God this, and oh God that. That is not praising God. That is offending God. And some of you do it too. Even though I continuously tell you, do not do it. You will be judged on that. Remember that. You will be judged on that. And you think that's nothing. Well, it's not nothing. The name of God is to be glorified, to be honored. At the name of God, every knee must bend. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bend. He is the Savior of the world. He is the one who has come down from heaven and was born of the ever-virgin, pure, immaculate Virgin Mary, and who had St. Joseph as his putative father. And so we must honor and love and do everything we can to not offend the name of Jesus. And so today I remind you on this holy feast that we must do everything possible to honor the name of Jesus. And then, of course, many of the Catholics throughout the world are celebrating ahead of time the feast which is for us tomorrow, the 12th day of Christmas, the feast of the Epiphany, the manifestation, the divine manifestation of the Son of God. And of course, it is in many places, not here, never was here for whatever reason, it is a holy day of obligation. So if you can be at Mass for the Feast of the Epiphany, which we celebrate, and I see the kings are getting near, they will be there tomorrow. And they're following the angel who is dressed like a star. A regular star doesn't do that kind of stuff. It is an angel that's dressed like a star. So all these astronomers and scientists who are trying to find out when or what it was, they're missing the point. It is the angel of the Lord who comes and who announces to the three kings, Saints Balthasar, Caspar, Melchior, and all the multitude that was with him, that the Son of God has been born and is to be found in Bethlehem. And of course, we will adore him tomorrow with as much love and reverence as we can. But I remember, it was when I was maybe in grade school or maybe beginning high school, in the seminary, that St. Paul the Sixth, and saints make mistakes, don't ever think that they don't, they do. At the pressure from the governments, and then of course everybody else joins in, changed the feast day of Epiphany from the 6th of January, which is the real feast, to the Sunday closest to it. And so, and I remind you that, first of all, the 6th of January was the original feast of Christmas. And it was in 376, probably St. Damasus I, the Spanish Pope, the friend of St. Jerome, who changed it that on, from now on, Christmas would be celebrated on the 25th of December, the day on which it actually happened. And the 6th of January would be the Epiphany, the manifestation. And so the children of Italy and Spain and many countries receive their gifts on January the 6th. So I sure hope I'm going to be getting a lot of gifts tomorrow. But anyway, they were furious. What happened to their Epiphany? So they went on strike. The Italians loved to go on strike. And so all of Rome and every city in Italy went on strike against Paul the Sixth. Give us back the Epiphany. And eventually he had to give in. And the Epiphany is celebrated there on January the 6th. In the meantime, not only do the three and other kings, there were more, we know that, and were many, many, with all their camels and dromedaries and all these animals that came with them, the elephants, that would bring the gifts to child Jesus. But there's another person that is particularly important in Italy that you may not know about. When the kings were traveling, they stayed at the inn of an old woman, a very mean, selfish old woman, and she was not very happy to be graceful to them. So they cursed her, and there are good curses and bad curses. So the woman was told by the three kings and the others, from now on until the end of time, you are going to bring gifts to all the children on the 6th of January. And of course, she is known by the name of La Befana. Some of you who are Italian descent may have heard it when you were little. La Befana. And so on the feast of the Epiphany, you'll see, in Italy especially, this old woman. She sort of looks like a witch, maybe she was, that brings sacks of gifts for the children of Italy. So shall it be for us too. La Befana will come with the kings and many, many gifts for the children. So as we celebrate the holy name of Jesus, we celebrate the glory of the manifestation of the Son of God to the nations in the Epiphany, which we will celebrate tomorrow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.